Most art exhibits come and go without much notice. Even the best of them don't have a lasting claim on the consciousness of the art world. Even those touted as blockbusters, while they may bring in the crowds, fade in memory almost as soon as the doors close. There is one exception, however. 107 years ago today, in New York City, the most important art exhibit ever held in the United States opened its doors. It was organized by the Association of American Painters and Sculptors and featured more than 1,200 American and European works of art. It quickly and ever after came to be known as the Armory Show because it was staged in the massive new 69th Regiment Armory Building. It was the Europeans who caused most of the buzz. This was the first major presentation of abstract European art in the United States, and it included works by Kandinsky, Braque, Cézanne, Monet, Matisse, and Picasso, one of whose paintings sold for $243. Whether one loved it or hated it, the public was captivated. Among those hating it was former President Theodore Roosevelt, a man known to have passionate opinions on just about everything. Despite how progressive he had become in his politics, Roosevelt was vehemently conservative when it came to cultural matters. At the Armory Show, he said with disgust, the lunatic fringe was fully in evidence. He thought that most of the European paintings ought not to be thought of as serious art. He singled out Marcel Duchamp's radically cubist futurist work entitled Nude Descending a Staircase, today in the Philadelphia Museum of Art, as emblematic of what was wrong. He derisively referred to it as a naked man going downstairs and thought it simply preposterous. The Navajo rug he had in his bathroom, he said, made a far more satisfactory picture. The entire exhibit was a supreme effort to educate American taste, wrote Milton Brown in his 1963 book, The Story of the Armory Show, and among younger American artists, at least, their complacency was shattered. The show's message was that art was always alive and growing. Life presupposes change, Brown noted, and while the new may at first appear strange, it will eventually be accepted and become commonplace. In that comment is both the story of the exhibit and the story of art throughout the century. It's not often that one is given a look into the future, but that's what the attendees at the 1913 Armory Show got. Whether a viewer's reaction was approving or disapproving, hopeful or skeptical, here it transpired was the trajectory of art in the new century. 100 years later, it's still something worth knowing about.